Ai, nau mai hoki mai ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika, me te hōtaka o taumatahanga ko Joe Bristow tēnei, ai, kua hau anaki i rotu i te taihana i te rangi nei. Ki hai taku hoa Daphne i hoki mai ki te taihana, ka hoki atu ia ki tōna kāinga kia tāki i tōna tamaiti. He mea hakahirira tērā, no reira ngamihi atu kia koe e Daphne, hoi anora hoki mai a pōpō ki tōku taha ki te tauawhi a hau i rotu i te taihana nei. Hoi anora e te whānau, he manuhiri tā mātou i tēnei wā, ko Leon Ruri i tērā, ai ka kōrero ia mō tēnei kaupapa o te Haka for Life. Hoi anora e te whānau, ka tāuri ake tātou ki āia mō tēnei, i tēnei wā. Kia haka pōhari atu ki āia. Kia ora e Leon.
Kia ora Joel, lovely to be on your program today.
Cool. Nā, it's lovely to have you, bro. Before we carry on to the kaupapa, could I just get you to introduce yourself and where you're from and where you're at the moment?
Yeah, I'm Leon Ruri. I live here in Perth in Australia. I've been here for 25 years this year. I'm originally from Ngarawahia. My mum's Pānui, my dad's Tūhoi. So I was born and bred. I was born in Huntly, grew up in Ngarawahia to 18, and then thought I'd try something different and come over to Australia, and I've been here ever since.
Oh, amazing. And oh, man, and again, just thanks for taking the time out to join us here today on our show Taumatahanga on the radio station Te Huku o Te Ika up here in the far north, where we're talking about all the kaupapa. Can you just give us a little kōrero about what Haka for Life is?
Yeah, look, I started Haka for Life in 2017. I was doing a self-development course, and as part of that course, it had me create a community project that impacted the community in a positive way. One of the things that I looked at doing, obviously for me, was I'm passionate about men. I'm passionate about the way that men show up in life, be it good or bad, and you know, really unraveling what impacts men in life because of my journey. Just looking at the things that impacted me, from sexual abuse that I suffered when I was a child, and alcohol and drugs and all of those sort of coping mechanisms that I chose to use to get through life or survive my experiences in this thing that we call life. I saw the impact that it had on my loved ones and my children and those around me, and I thought, gee, I've really got to do something about it.
Yes.
So I'd sort of turned my life around and then started Haka for Life, where I, you know, they've got the stigma that men are dying in silence, and I don't believe that we die in silence. I just believe that people aren't connected to the conversation that we're having with ourselves about ourselves. And if we're able to interrupt that conversation, be it men that are having that negative conversation or our tamariki or our wahine as well, if we can interrupt that conversation, then I truly believe that we can save lives and stop this high suicide rate. So I use the form of haka. You know, I believe that the power of haka is no more powerful communication than using haka to express ourselves. So that was a bit of an example to men to show, no matter who you are or where you are in life, that when you communicate through the form of haka, how powerful it can be in any space. So we use that at Anzac Day over here, because I'm passionate about Anzac Day. My great-grandfather was in World War One and was an Anzac, and just to be able to honour our Anzacs and use the form of haka to stand and express ourselves and give our cultures here in Australia, Māori and Aboriginal, the platform to be able to express our cultures was a great idea. We did that in 2017. With Haka for Life, it went viral. It had about 12 million views online, and I created it again this past year in 2018, the first ever haka in Corroboree that's been performed at any Anzac Day service in the world, or ever for that matter. And again, we had millions of views, and the kaupapa is standing for men against suicide and standing for our women and our children as well.
Oh, ka pai, Leon. So with this kaupapa, it's not the first time that you will be doing this, but what are you currently? Are you currently preparing for any event at the moment, or anything happening over there at the moment?
Yeah, we've got Mardi Gras coming up on March the 2nd. Mardi Gras is the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Or LGBTQI plus A and all of those sorts of letters that are a part of the alphabet these days. Yeah, we're supporting that kaupapa, and that's part of the declaration that I am as my word, and we are as Haka for Life. That, look, suicide does not discriminate. And any time that we discriminate and we're in the game of suicide, or we're coming up against the battle of suicide, then we're going to lose. So for me, it's to move that mindset and and to shift that way of thinking, that we've got to support our whānau that are in the LGBTQI or any friends in that, and really get in there and support that. So that's what we're doing. We're creating floats in the Mardi Gras, Sydney Mardi Gras. We're going to be doing a waka, and the theme of our parade over there for us is one waka, one love. We're all in the same boat together. So we're excited. It's a kaupapa that's open to anybody and everybody. You don't have to be gay or lesbian or transgender or any, you know, intersex or anything like that. If you've got whānau that are identifying that community and you want to talk with them, then this is what it's about. And we've had phenomenal response to it. So it's the first time I believe that we've had a Māori float in there, or a waka anyway, of that nature. So we're looking forward to creating something different in that space. And again, like I say, suicide does not discriminate, so neither shall we. So that's why we're going there on March the 2nd, and then April the 25th will be our Anzac Day haka and crobbery over here in Perth as well.
That's amazing. So like you said, you know, it's called Haka for Life, but you're really passionate about men. However, you know, you are attending events like the Sydney Mardi Gras, which has been going on for as long as I can remember, and going along there and supporting that kaupapa, but also, you know, having males being able to support something that was once a frowned upon is a big step of its own. Has there been anybody that's been involved that may have questioned being part of this Mardi Gras or anything?
Yeah, look, we've got our event coordinator that's looking after, Crystal Cooper, identifies for that, you know, in that community. And we've got heaps of whānau that are in there that are part of Haka for Life that come along, that are there. Look, and to be honest, Joel, it's still something in a lot of areas in life and communities that identifying as gay or lesbian or anything with that community is still frowned upon. Yes. And for me, that's the stigma that I want to remove. I'll be honest, I grew up like that too, and I think it was influenced to a big extent from my religious upbringing. I've got nothing against religion, but sometimes for me, and I think a lot of the opinion about that community is really growing from there. But it does nothing to serve. It serves me not to be right about particular people, especially if they're going to die. I mean, the transgender community, they've got a 50% suicide rate. It's phenomenal. You know, I can stand there, we can stand there as communities and be right about people, but at the end of the day, if it's going to cost them lives, hey, man, no, I'm not down with that, kaupapa. That's for me to remove myself and for us to be our word. So we're there to support our whānau that identify as that. I just had yesterday whānau contact me from Sydney, and they've got a cousin that's come out in their family, first one in their whānau to come out and openly say that he's gay. And they want to surprise him, so that as a tautoko to him, they're surprising him by bringing him on our float with us. They're not gay or anything like that as me. I'm heterosexual, but as you were saying, it was something that was frowned upon, and for heterosexual men to stand with gay men wasn't a cool thing either. But I identify as heterosexual, and I'm going to stand there with those men and women and be a part of, you know, standing for their lives.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, I myself absolutely understand where you're coming from. You know, we have many up here in the far north that actually are some of the most confident that have been able to come out, and they've had lots of support from their whānau to just simply be who they are without any judgment. And they've been some of our greatest role models coming out of the north. So, you know, being able to have some of our heterosexual men mixing it up with our other whanaungas, our other males who have those tendencies, you know, where it's a new world today. And with a kaupapa like yours, being able to carry it and mixing the whānau together, and just because it's about, you're passionate about men, you know, it sounds like this kaupapa is actually bringing all the whānau together and all the community together. Is that something that you see?
Yeah, absolutely. And just in what you're saying about the word tendencies, I mean, I hear that referred to all the time, and it's something for me that I've had to disappear as well. We almost, even in our language there, it's a tendency as if it's sort of, hey, that's their buzz, and it's a bit different. It's about, you know, for us, this kaupapa, if I'm to be my word, or we're to be our word as Haka for Life, or anybody that we are in the community, if we even declare that we're, you know, whānau, and that we love our other whānau or our other fellow community or iwis or anything like that with all our heart, then, hey, we're comfortable with them declaring to us, hey, I'm gay. And we know what gay is and what it's not a tendency or whatever. Hey, they just declare themselves as that, as we declare ourselves as Māori. And I, You know, this is important for us to stand with them and to continue to walk with them. I understand that it's going to cause controversy for some people to an extent. I want to cause that controversy from the point of view that we just want to remove the stigma that is associated with our whānau, because they're dying, man. They're just dying. And like I say, I'm passionate about life. We're here at Haka for Life, and passionate about life. That's the analogy, the Haka for Life as well. That's why I chose that name. You know, when you Haka for Life, you're in action. So if we're in action to stand with people's lives, be it suicide, be it depression, be it whatever we stand for, you know, then I think it's going to have a positive impact on our world, on our societies, on our communities. I take your point about being up there in the far north, even though I've lived here in Australia. You know, I hear the stories about the terrible suicide rates that are hitting the far north and our Ngāpuhi whānau. And, you know, even inside of that, if this part of us identifying and connecting and tautoko the LGBTQI community can help save lives, and we can grow up for our tamariki that are taking their lives in that area, we find a lot of teenagers, especially young gay teenage boys, have high suicide rates as well. You know, if we can create something where they feel love and they feel the aroha to be able to come out and express themselves and just be themselves in this journey of life, then I think it's a good thing for us. And like I said, it'll cause controversy and cause conversations, but I really want us to look inward. It's not to take away from our culture in any way. I understand, you know, that's what makes us Māori. We're very strong in our opinions about things. That's something I never want to change, regardless of whether people are for this or against this. That's what I love about our culture. And in taking our culture there to this day in Sydney Mardi Gras, it's keeping our culture alive. I want to take the power of haka. I absolutely believe in it, that it is such a powerful form of communication that it changes the vibration no matter what place and space that it goes into. So that's what we're going to do. And if we can change the mindset and announce ourselves in that area, so that whānau can look, or other people that really admire our culture can look to us and go, wow. See, if they can do it in a warrior culture, and that's part of this message too, is that warriors can be gay and lesbian and transgender and intersex as well too. So we want to...
Awesome. Big shout out to you, Leon. And this kaupapa of yours, of your guys that you're carrying, it is absolutely important. And, you know, all the way from up here in Kaitaia, you know, we support everything that you're doing. Similar initiatives have come and passed through here and throughout Aotearoa. But to be able to do it all the way over there for our tāne and our whanaunga over in Australia, massive shout out to you. Our time has been, again, thank you for making time to join us on our radio show today on Taumatahanga. I usually have a mate, Daphne Pōpata, to come here and help me with my mahi here, but she's got other kaupapa today. But as we come to the end of our interview, do you have any final words for our whanaunga in regards to the kaupapa or any other kōrero that you'd like to finish up our kōrero today?
Yeah, I just, you know, for anybody that's listening to this, and I just want to thank the radio station so much for opening this conversation up. If you're a person that's listening to this kōrero today, then have a look inward before we judge outward. Have a look at what you can be for our whānau in our communities. Have a look at the way that we are in that space, about our opinions and the mindsets that we have about anyone in particular. You know, our Māori are people that stand and fight, and we've been through, our history shows that we can stand and fight against the greatest of foes. And currently, this is the biggest killer of men, whether we be in Aotearoa or we be in Australia. And so we need to be Māori and the strength of our culture and the greatness of our culture. So look to be a solution to it. And aroha and api, anybody that's in this space, I believe in our culture. I think it's the greatest one that rolls around this thing that we call Earth. So it's ability for us to be able to make a positive contribution that's going to be able to have us beat this war on suicide and that's coming against our culture. So I just want to thank you so much again. You can jump on our Facebook page as well, Haka for Life. If you want to join us in Sydney, you're more than welcome. We've still got about 20 spots left on our float, so we'd love to have you. And come along. And I'm learning things too. I've never done this sort of buzz before, so it's been great to learn off our LGBTQI community as well.
Oh, ngā mihi, Leon. Like we said, We are fully in support of this kaupapa, and you heard it all there, whānau. Go check out the Facebook page, and they've still got spots there if you want to fly over to Sydney and join them in the Sydney Mardi Gras, not only just for all the rave of the party, but also the kaupapa that they are carrying here in this one particular Haka for Life. So thank you again for that, Leon. All the best for Haka for Life, and you have a great afternoon, eh?
Ngā mihi, Joe. Kia ora.
Ngā mihi, ngā mihi. Ae, te whānau, koia rā te reo o Leon Ruri, koia te tumuaki, te CEO mo Haka for Life, ki tā wāhi o te takiwā o Perth, ki Ahitreiria. He kaupapa nui tēnei, hei tautoko, hei poipoi i ngā tāne Māori, kia tū poho kukupa, poho kereru, kia tū hei pauako, hei pau arahi, Mō ngā tamaiti e tupu ake i roto i tēnei ao me ngā taumahatanga o ngā kaupapa katoa. Hoi anō rā e te whānau, mautonu mai ki te reo irirangi o te hiko te ika me tēnei hōtaka o taumatahanga. Ka tāhuri ake tātou ki tēnei waiata, te pakanga a tāwhirimātea tēnei waiata mai i te timatanga. Nō reira e te whānau hakarongo tonu mai, ko te reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika.